But you already know this. Yet many of you still refuse to quit. Put down the carton, compadre. You won't regret it. Check out www.quitassist.com for help.
And with that cheery note, let me just let you know that you're listening to WUSB Stony Brook. The time is 1 minute after 6 o'clock. It's time for Off the Wall. Well, we have to come in at some point. I'd like to listen to the theme all night long, but we have work to do. It's one of the last times we'll hear the theme. I believe next week is the last week of the current theme before we move on to the Trump-themed theme. Which I don't know if it's going to be a Trump theme, but it's we change it every time a new president takes office, and rules are rules, and we can't change them. The show is off the ball. Emmanuel over here. Kyle over there.
Yes, I am over here.
We're a little affected by the piece before. I don't know if people were listening, but boy, the Democracy Now! Sometimes can get dark.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, man. That actually, that story was playing on a different station. Not going to name names, but this station wasn't really working out when I woke up, so I dared change stations, and wow, did
that... We don't know what time Kyle woke up, so we're not putting the finger on anybody specifically on the radio station, but he did turn on the radio, and he did not like what he heard, so he turned to a different station.
I just didn't want to be put back to sleep, but I definitely got what I wanted, which was, you know, some informative news, but it was Amy Goodman and her lovely show airing at a different time elsewhere, and right in the middle of that story about basically war crime, well, mutilation in war. And yeah, it's good to not forget about that, but it certainly doesn't make for a very... well, I didn't have breakfast after that. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. In fact, if you're looking to lose weight, turning on Democracy Now! First thing in the morning is one way to do that. Of course, breakfast is the most important meal of the day, but still, you know, if you don't eat at all, you will lose weight.
Yeah, well, and anyway, I'm surviving just on coffee. So.
I was listening on the way over, and yeah, it was pretty disturbing. If you didn't hear it, maybe you don't want to, but basically just... I guess documentation of some of the horrible things that people in the military do sometimes to people that they're fighting against.
Well, and they're put in these odd situations of having a weird job to do something and not be affected by it, for better or for worse. And that they then, you know, have these, like, little games and little things that then... become part of entertaining themselves on the job, and it's dangerous because people then they get a little too playful and they maybe forget some of the other responsibilities they have as part of that job, and it's just you've got to understand the position we put soldiers in when we send them off places and ask them to do this kind of stuff.
That's exactly it. We don't understand that. We don't take that into account. That's why I'm still so infuriated by the things that went on back when George W. Bush was in power, when we went to war for no reason, and we are still paying the price for it. You know that shooting that took place in Fort Lauderdale?
Yes.
This guy flew an airplane, and lo and behold... he had a gun in his checked baggage, which he then retrieved and took it out and shot some people in baggage claim. This is a guy that has been going through mental breakdowns and all kinds of traumatic effects from being overseas at one of the wars that we sponsored. Those deaths are also on George W. Bush's head, I think, because these people come back. They are traumatized, they are not looked after, and they snap in various ways. Of course, he's responsible for what he did, but when you do this, when you send people into these situations, it's not just the people that they find on the battlefield. It's not just the casualties that we suffer. It's the after effects that go on. They can go on for generations. It's not a simple thing to just send people in. It should always be done as a very, very, very last resort, and it certainly was not the case. And, boy, I sure hope they prosecute the people behind that someday.
Yeah, and our tough talk in the lead-up to these things doesn't mean a thing if we're not willing to have those tough conversations after the fact. And I've said it before on this show, I've had... guys younger than I am who killed themselves after serving time overseas in Iraq in particular. And I've had personal friends that have had to deal with that and clean up
and have basically unanswered questions, basically not even get to the matter of why someone's hurting because they can't actually speak to anybody. They can't reach out. They don't have the resources. And God forbid they're put onto medications, I don't know, painkillers, whatever it is, and then suffer further problems as a result of addiction and on and on. So these cycles, it sounds great to have that tough talk going in, but you really need to have a bit of understanding and like take responsibility for that tough talk, because there are really difficult things that that are the result of that choice, that action. So we need to be able to answer for that as well as you know, using this like rhetoric and these real strong arm, I don't know, however, I'm saying tough talk, but I would say these enforcement initiatives around the world, they have consequences, and we cannot talk about it as though those consequences don't come with it. It's a package deal.
Well said. Yes, absolutely. We're feeling the effects of listening to a piece from Democracy Now. Imagine with people who actually go over there and experience these horrors firsthand, or engage in these horrors firsthand, how broken they become as a result of that. So, let's remember the people that make these decisions, and let's not let them make those kinds of decisions again. All right, let's move on to something a little bit more positive. We have another radio station here.
Yeah,
second radio station.
There are two transmitters for this particular broadcast right now.
Could be listening to us twice right now
on the Long Island airwaves.
Mm-hmm,
Different proximities, different ranges. We had a little bit of a, I guess a survey. We took a very long trip, basically because this newer signal is a bit smaller. It's on campus.
Yes, it's very close to us.
And so that range is very immediate, and you can go to the perimeter of it and basically see how far it gets and where it fades off and in and out and stuff. And we're impressed.
It's not shabby. It's a small trend. It's only 6 watts, if you can believe that.
Very small.
But it's not in its permanent home yet. It's on top of where our old transmitter was. But it's getting the entire campus now, which is great, and it's getting most of the Three Village area, which is also great because some of that fades away due to the placement of Connecticut. The intention is to get that thing higher up and to cover that whole area. Here's a piece to describe it a little bit better than we are.
I'm Matt Mankiewicz, former operations director here at WUSB. We at the station have just completed the installation of our new translator antenna under FCC program test authority. This will allow our signal to be heard with greater strength in the Three Village region. You'll now be able to hear WUSB at 107.3 FM whenever you pass through Stony Brook, Oldfield, Setauket, or the surrounding areas. You may already be tuned to us on 107.3 right now, in which case, congratulations. You're witnessing the opening of a new chapter for WUSB. As always, thanks for listening.
Oh, thank you, Matt. And yes, that is true. 107.3 W297BM. That's you get funny call letters when you have translator stations.
W297BM? Oh, I love that.
Does everyone get BM? I mean, that seems like a kind of a silly... I'm not going to complain
about it. I don't know what you're talking about.
W297BM.
W297BM. It's a great station.
In junior high school, that would have been the start of a whole joke, but
I don't see anything wrong with
that. No problem at all.
W297BM.
107.3 and also 90.1 FM WUSB. But again, it's on the air right now under... Program Test Authority.
107.3 W297BM.
I love saying that. Under Program Test Authority. Yeah. So, I don't know who's authority. Who's the authority here?
Under Program Test Authority. I can't. That's a full tongue twister. That's three.
So, if you're in the area, go ahead. But, you know, not further than, say, East Setauket or further west than say, St. James, or further south than, say, Neskonset Highway, or further north than the water. Then you won't hear us. But if you are in that region, you can go from 90.1 to 107.3 and just flip back and forth. It's a lot of fun. We spent all night doing that.
All right, let me try to say the whole thing. 107.3 FM, W297BM under program test authority.
Aren't you supposed to start with the call letters?
Oh.
I don't know.
You're listening to W297BM 107.3 under program test authority.
This is WUSB Stony Brook at 90.1 FM and under program test authority, W297BM Stony Brook at 107.3 FM.
Now, say it word for word. Say it word for word, Kyle. Come on. That's how you do it.
This is WUSB Stony Brook, 90.1 FM, under program test authority, W297BM, 107.3 FM.
Do we have to do this all night? Do we have to keep...
Again.
That was what is known as a legal ID. This is an image ID.
90.1 FM WUSB and under program test authority, 107.3 FM.
Rock on, dudes.
Yeah. What, did Matt come in here and just record a whole bunch of IDs?
Wow, I feel like that improved our image.
He was in here for like 2 days straight, so maybe that's what he was doing. But yeah, okay.
Hard at work.
This is what we do to improve our signal range, and it's only the beginning, folks. We're gonna coat the island. We're going to coat the country. We're going to be all over the place. You won't be able to get away from us. God knows people try.
Well, we're getting in all the nooks and crannies.
Yeah, there are a lot of nooks and crannies. Long Island has, it's like the cranniest place around, I hear.
Well, we want that that cranny coverage because it's going to be so important in these few years ahead.
What do you mean these few
that
years
we
ahead?
Have here on... No, oh, wait, I'm sorry.
Should we
different
be spending
show.
The money on the transmitters then if you only have a few years
never
left?
Never mind. No, forget the last part. Oh, no. yes, we will be broadcasting live from the brand new Norman Preslin Studios. And,
we named him after Norm. Yeah, Norm, our former general manager.
Wherever the studios go, his name follows.
As well, it should.
As they should. And, yes. Yes, so we're commemorating the last week of the origin of this broadcast from our old studios.
Well, not necessarily. I've been in touch with Frank, our chief engineer, yes. And he says that we're not sure yet if we're going to be out of here next week. It depends on telecom connections and various other bureaucracies that we have to go through. It takes time.
Is he down from the tower, or is he on? He's putting up another tower.
You know what? Some clarification. He did get down from the tower. In fact, last week's show, if you listened, we mentioned that we saw him up on top of the tower. That was the translator. It actually wasn't Frank. It was a friend of Frank's. It was somebody else. I don't even know who it was.
Well then.
But he was down at the bottom, telling the person what to do. Which I don't know exactly how it worked. We weren't there. We just saw the figure up on the antenna. And everything worked. So, as you can see, if you listen to us on 107.3, you know that everything is working out.
He no longer has to shout everything that we're saying.
True.
There was a small...
but still does for some reason.
...period of time in between where someone had to shout everything that was on air because...
For the hearing impaired, we do that.
We hadn't connected everything, so that was our interim solution.
But
well, that's fantastic.
We are still the only tenants in this. Well, except for the feral colony of children down by the cafeteria. Have you seen that?
They're like daycare dropouts.
No,
it's
the spookiest thing. You can hear they growl. The kids. If you go too close to the cafeteria, they're. I don't know if these are runaway kids, missing kids. Or
I heard
just,
scratching.
Yeah, but someone said they were cats, and I don't think those are cats. I think they're too big for cats. After a while, you can't really tell the difference. But, yeah, this building is kind of spooky and scary and a little chilly. You know, it's been under 20 degrees Fahrenheit last couple of nights. And I figure, you know, this is as low as it gets pretty much in this area. And if we can survive that, we can survive just about anything, except, of course, for the wrecking ball that's coming. It's pretty, I didn't think we'd make it this far. It's now January. We're still in the building. We're still here. No one else is here except for the... colony down the hall on the other side of the building.
They keep to themselves.
And we keep to ourselves, and that's how it should be.
They're able to find, I think, storm water to keep hydrated. I don't know what they feed on.
But next week or the week after, probably the week after, we'll be in a new facility. It's kind of cool that it's starting at that point because, well, we're starting a whole new series of the show, I guess, with the new administration coming in. In fact, we've had a bunch of people write in with suggestions and ideas. Would you like to hear one of them?
Is this general ideas or specifically with regards to the changing of the musical introduction?
It's about the theme. People have thoughts about the theme. I got to say, we're probably going with a Philip Glass theme, as we always do. Why would we change that? You know, since the 80s, I've been playing Philip Glass as a theme to the shows I do here.
Okay, so let's actually discuss this, then. We should talk about this.
Dear Off the Wall staff, I believe your excellent program, Off the Wall, deserves nothing but praise.
Okay, I like this guy. Or gal, or...
Well, you know,
non-binary.
So why don't you just end the letter there, then? You know, just, okay.
All right, done.
We'll accept the praise. Thank you very much.
Move on. Hit send, yeah.
I've listened to every episode from the start in 2003. That's when it started, correct. I have a hard time finding any constructive criticism. I wonder if there's destructive criticism. but the intro tunes are an exception. Please do not use another Philip Glass composition. I understand the composer is talented, and I understand you like him. However, I cannot stand his music. Until now, I have quietly suffered it, fast-forwarding through often 10 minutes of dreadful, barely audible, meandering, hollow elevator music. Ooh. Whoa. Calling Philip Glass elevator music. I have never heard Philip Glass in an elevator.
Scathing. That is scathing remarks. From our listeners.
And he clarifies there, because I think he realizes the gravity of the situation. My choice of words was meant to be a bit sarcastic.
Oh.
I don't know if that's good enough.
Good save,
I don't know
bro.
If that's good enough.
Yeah.
But since you announced the tune would be changed, I felt the urge to write. In addition to being more pleasing to the ear, changing the tune to something that does not force me to fast forward will help me making my commute safer. I often listen to your program on an MP3 player while driving over one of the most dangerous highways in California. Apparently, when he's reaching for the fast forward, he can sometimes swerve.
Wait,
I understand that. I've been there.
No, I do not. There is no sympathy here. You're responsible for your own driving, and if your driving isn't, you know, allowed, right? If it's not legal without the radio, then it's certainly, you know, that's no excuse. That wouldn't, if you could not tell a police officer that, you know, the reason I was swerving and driving into people's yards and off the road into ditches and...
No, Philip Glass theme is an excuse. You can say that. Philip Glass was playing on the radio and I swerved.
It will not get you out of traffic violation. I've had a little experience in this department and I'm not going to allow that.
He did say he was in California.
Oh, well, okay.
You know, things are different
yeah,
there.
That's true.
Anyway, this kind listener has a number of excellent suggestions, remaining in the classical music genre, both contemporary as well as older. Let's listen to the first one, because we are open to suggestions from our listeners.
Well, what are they?
I don't know if I can pronounce this properly, but it comes from Galina Ostvalskaja. I'm sorry, I'm butchering the name, I know that. But here's Symphony Number 2. This is a suggestion for our new theme.
Should I be Amy Goodman? And
no, don't be Amy Goodman. Okay. We'll just give an ID. This is WUSB 90.1 FM and W297 BM 107.3 under Program Test Authority in Stony Brook. And now it's time for Off the Wall. It's like a 3-year-old banging on the piano there. This is a symphony? I can do this. I can actually do this. I'm watching a YouTube video right now. It's not a 3-year-old, I'll tell you that, but it's... talk about heavy-handed and dark. It's how I feel, I'll say that. These are my emotions to a T.
It's like a lumbering. Maybe not a meander, more of a lumber.
Oh, now we have the flutes coming in. I feel like it's an episode of Homeland or something. I feel this imminent danger.
It looks like, it feels like something you would use if you were trying to illustrate some catastrophe or like it should go with file footage of of war, actually. God, why can't I get war out of...
Yeah, and you're covering your head with your hands, like you're shielding yourself from something.
Can we please not have destruction and... I mean, I don't want to be sheltered, but why is this just all that it conjures up? I can't...
All right,
I can't. You don't say that this reminds you of, like, a vegetable garden and a beautiful meadow and, you know, the sweet smell of prairie grass.
Well, if it's under bombardment from missiles or maybe in the middle of an earthquake or something. But no, this... Yeah, I don't want to be negative.
Is it jarring?
First of all, it's 24 minutes long.
Okay. Oh, it's not done.
So there's that. that's a little too long. But, yeah, this is kind of, how do we say this nicely? Atonal, is that a word? Or just a little stressful. Like,
this is the, I don't know, I'm not a piano guy, but, like, this has got to be the thing that, like, when somebody comes over and wants to, like, jam on your piano, you're like, you know what, can you not play that one?
Or
I
if you
just
want
had it tuned.
To leave your house, just start playing this, and people will file out orderly.
Anything but that.
And one more cutting remark here. You know, instead of a stress test, when you go to the doctor, they should just play this and take your blood pressure.
Right.
From that point on.
See if your heart rate and anxiety levels don't...
All right. Again, thank you. Thank you for the suggestion. We will take it under advisement, but... I don't think so.
I don't think we could talk over it that well.
No, I was like, having trouble.
It just has that, like, cringing, like, just stilted, jarring... I don't know. It's just nothing... It doesn't bed very nicely. If you turn it down, you're just going to have this pulsing in the background. All right, let me just take a deep breath.
Again, thank you. Thank you for that suggestion. And they have another suggestion. If you need a more sensitive, contemplating tone, let's try this one. And now it's time for another exciting edition of Off the Wall. Chamber Music Edition.
We're going to need higher callers for this.
This is like what you pay extra for. And we should develop accents, too, I think. If we had British accents, this might work.
And knickers. We need some kind of buckled shoes and... petticoats, definitely lots of petticoats.
I mean, we have all that. They just call it different things here than
maybe
over there.
A wig.
Yeah, because knickers are pants, right? And we have
sure.
pants.
Yeah.
Time.
And stockings. Yeah.
Stockings, yeah.
With wigs and...
Well, I mean, I like it better than the other one. I'll say that. It's, you know...
So, I'm actually a big lover of chamber music, and I like this instrument, actually.
Why is it called chamber music? Is it because it was the first music ever inside, in a chamber?
I think it's something that is performed with a single instrument, something like a harp or something where one performer could play, and it's very solitary. I'm just saying this from my own appreciation of it.
A piano
kind
of meets that.
I don't really know the technical... Uh-huh. term. Well, a harpsichord is a little shorter, a little smaller. It might fit in a bedroom or in a chamber.
Yeah,
I don't really know if it's associated with a bedroom. What is a chamber in the construction of a chamber music?
Well,
I don't know.
I know where a chamber pot was kept.
Okay, yeah. See, that's what makes me think a bedroom.
Yeah.
So, but I love the harpsichord.
I do too. I really do. Not enough people play the harpsichord.
I actually did a lot of... vehicle restorations listening to this kind of like classical music. I love working on cars, something that's so messy and needs, you know, the constant organization, putting your tools away, these kinds of things. This music is very cerebral. It lets you kind of go from chaos to organization and back again.
You see, Kyle, you're unusual. I don't know if I've ever told you that before, but you're unusual. I would love it if auto mechanics, as a rule, listen to chamber music, but I don't think very many do.
Well, there are auto mechanics that listen to classic rock. I'm just not one of them.
Uh-huh. How about classic chamber music rock? And then there are, you know, the Rolling Stones used this, the Beatles used this instrument, but not very many bands use.
I think also if you use metric tools, you might appreciate music like this.
Yes.
I don't know. You're refined. I don't know. Just it does something for like clarity. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it is just a bizarre. I don't know. Bizarre taste I acquired. I definitely have lots of memories growing up of this kind of music from.
You know what? You know what?
I'm getting so nostalgic.
You know what the problem
here
is? Look what we were doing. We were talking about the music the whole time. Okay, the theme can't eclipse the hosts, and that's what it just did. We just found ourselves dragged into the world of chamber music.
It's so dreamlike.
And harpsichords, and I loved it. It was great.
I was just getting to the good part.
I know, and it's going to happen every single week. We'll be talking about chamber music all the time.
It just helps me work. I just feel so calm.
Take it away. It's too strong. It's great. I love it, but we can't love the theme that much.
Okay. Know? No, you're right.
Fortunately, there's one more suggestion. This is a composition by Erik Satie. Actually, I'm familiar with this composer, as played by a Dutch pianist. Let's see if this fares any better. And a potential theme, number three. And you are listening to WUSB at 90.1 FM and 107.3. And now it's time for Off the Wall. Sighing. It's a slow start, but it's okay. I like this one. This actually reminds me of a Philip Glass piece, to be honest.
I feel like this is for a Civil War Ken Burns Civil War documentary. In fact, he probably used this in one of his many Civil War documentaries.
It could work, or just a post-apocalyptic, you know, after Trump type of a thing.
Yes, yeah, the slow pans over the. Well.
This could be for the documentary. About Off the Wall.
And Melee.
Yeah.
Yes. Very introspective. Very somber.
This is somber. Yeah, you're right.
The
somber.
Harpsichord doesn't do somber. It's not as warm.
Yeah, what mood would you say a harpsichord... See, again, we're talking about the harpsichord. That's how strong it was. We're talking about the harpsichord in the next theme. No, this is... I like this part. But I kind of feel like I shouldn't be talking over it, you know?
Yeah, you want to talk very quietly.
I feel like I should be watching a montage of scenes at the beginning of a film that takes place in a rainy countryside small town.
Yes.
Where you're being introduced one by one to the important parts of the town and some hints of the characters, which you'll soon come to know in great detail. And then, of course, the theme will be played again at the end of the movie, but with a little bit more of a beat. If this had more of a beat, I think I'd like it more. But
yes.
I feel like people are ripping their hair out that I'm talking over Erik Satie, and I, you know, that's going to happen every week if we have this.
Yes, you're listening to Off the Wall Smooth Talk.
Really? That's what we're going to do, smooth talk. Well, anyway, a special thank you to, I believe I'm pronouncing your name right, Jeroen?
Jeroen?
A Dutch name. And he thanks us for suggesting, considering his suggestions. And also request, if possible, I've heard this somewhere before, too.
Yeah, it's probably been used in soundtracks and so on.
It's probably in a movie just like I described, too.
Yeah, I'm thinking a woman on a train platform with a handkerchief waving goodbye. I don't know.
Yeah,
I could keep going with that, but yeah.
Not a high-speed train platform. This
no.
does not work with high-speed trains.
No,
it does work with a train leaving slowly and going into the distance.
A steam engine,
or
absolutely.
Or a train that doesn't come, just a platform. This works on a platform by itself.
Yeah.
Where's the train? I've been waiting for the train all day.
Yeah.
And I expect somebody on the train that I'm emotionally bonded with, and the train has not come, and I am sad.
I'm thinking of the Dust Bowl, or, you know, just a train station that doesn't get used anymore.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah.
There's nothing sadder than a train station that's not used anymore.
It's just a kid and a scrappy old dog.
A dog, yeah. Dogs, for some reason,
running down the tracks,
are always at abandoned train stations.
Yeah, just derelict equipment and old baggage carts.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to start crying. So please, no, stop it. No, this is too emotionally. Oh, my God. You picked some dandies here, and they've done a number on us, but I don't know.
I'm getting sad, and yeah, I'm making stuff
this
up.
This is not what the team should do. Anyway, he also asked, if possible, try to talk less about Mr. T. Have we talked about Mr. T at all? Where is Mr.
T? I think we talked about him once.
Yeah.
Because he was in a news story.
He was in a news story. But you know what? I don't think he means that, Mr. T. I think he means the one that we always talk about.
Well, hey, at least we don't talk about Pauly Shore all the time.
And why would we ever talk about...
I don't know. It's as obscure as talking about Mr. T.
Well, okay. But if it's the Mr. T, I think it is. He gets enough media attention as it is. I understand it's hard not to. Instead, perhaps focus more on issues such as gender equality, racism, etc. You know, I have this sneaking suspicion that we're going to be talking about just that, and it'll be because of Mr. T that we'll be talking about those things as well. Yeah, and I, you know, believe me, I don't want to be talking about him. I wish we had stopped talking about him in November, but unfortunately, it didn't go that way, and if you don't pay attention, horrible things are going to happen. You know, we were watching various hearings today. I ran out of C-SPANs today. That hasn't happened before. I ran out of damn C-SPANs because they were showing the Jeff Sessions hearings, confirmation hearings, on one of them. They were showing some House hearing on another. Then they were showing the hacking hearings.
I'm sorry.
With various intelligence people. And then they had to have a hearing about health care repeal. And there's only three C-SPANs. And so they said, okay, you got to watch this on C-SPAN.org. And, I didn't have access to the Internet at that moment, so I couldn't watch the rest of that hearing. So we need more C-SPANs, you know?
Honestly, I'm sorry. I just got the reference to that letter. It took me, like, a minute to process. I was talking about the real Mr. T. That's the
wow.
Mr. T wannabe that we've had the unfortunate pleasure of not shutting up about for, like, 2 years. That's the
so the last horse has crossed the finish line and will now be shot because
anyway,
obviously it's lame.
We'll talk about the internment camps that are opening up later, but before we get to that, the song ended. You turned it down.
Oh, I turned it down because I was just about to burst into tears.
That the Mr. T that will head those up allegedly. Yeah, of course we've been talking about that, Mr. T. But I think the other Mr. T was in the news, too. Anyway, long story long, yeah, C-SPAN, here's what all the other things, you know, I could go on and on, but since you brought it up, I'll be brief.
Well, wait, before you be brief, because we did have other listeners write in as
no.
well, and this is maybe one of the last times we can actually entertain these notions. There are more suggestions. If you're looking for suggestions for a new theme, we can talk over the theme song after all. It's a good test of it.
Right.
If you're looking for suggestions for a new theme song, which you probably are not, we're always looking for things, so don't assume that. I think you need something calm and calming because of, well, you know why. Yes. I think we know why.
I think I was just talking about that, yeah.
Here's a suggestion. This is called... Why do people send us things that I can't pronounce? What happened to Dancing in the Rain, you know? I could pronounce that. Ong Manabamai by the amazing Da King Tana and the Haya Band. Has a little bit of singing, but, you know, that's okay. We can handle singing. Let's see how this goes. You're listening to WUSB and WUSB.FM and WUSB 107.3 and 90.1 and all affiliates throughout the Galactic Empire and various other pre-recorded announcements. It's now time for Off the Wall. There's words on the screen. Here we go. This is a YouTube thing, so it takes, I don't know how long it's going to take to start playing. Here we go. All right, just a point of information, you've never had a theme begin with applause. So
it's Kurt Cobain.
Yeah, you know.
It's unplugged.
Maybe we'd fade it in after this or something.
Yeah, I think we would probably edit the audience, and it would start right now. Now.
So, Kyle, you were saying about the C-SPAN and hearings and things like that.
Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, you had mentioned you ran out of them. And I've got to say, like, C-SPAN's supposed to be boring.
Oh. I'm sorry, my chair just collapsed.
Oh, I bet I know exactly what happened. I bet your ankle...
I'm 2 feet tall now.
Yeah, your ankle probably hit the back of the lever and then released it and then it collapsed on you. That's great.
You know, it's amazing. That I didn't say a bad word when that happened. That's training. That's DJ training right there.
Oh, you're all pro.
That you can fall down so fast.
I saw you forming that word.
Okay. Oh,
and you didn't use it.
Wow. And the theme continues on.
In any event.
Yes.
C-SPAN should not be like not Athens, Rome, like the Colosseum where they like fight and they're like ripping people to shreds. But here we are, like the first session. Oh, wait, I said session. Yeah, okay, so Jeff Sessions...
Oh, that's good.
...is having his... This is like one of the first sort of things in this Congress this week, having started, is all these hearings about the cabinet and on and on and on. So Mr. Sessions is getting a good look up and down there. The representatives of the American people and his peers, I would dare say... are kicking the tires, so to speak, finding out if this Sessions guy is got all the reckon that we think he has. Is he the man for the job? So in determining this, I mean, you get a wide spectrum of agreement and disagreement, but I feel like C-SPAN's becoming this place where we want to see people, like, the hearings for Benghazi and all these different things. It is blood sport. Like, we want to see people just answer for everything. It's like truth and reconciliation for everything in your life you've ever done. I'm not taking sides on this either, because granted, there were a lot of things that they had questions about for this particular individual. But it seems like no matter what it is, it ends up that C-SPAN is where... Like, the blood is let, and we just rip them to shreds, and the public is there. I mean, what I love now is, like, the commentary after these things,
uh-huh.
or the mornings when people call in, because people are all over the damn place. We're so polarized and so angry at the media and angry at ourselves, and we have all the generalizations in the world lined up for everybody, and we're all experts, and... None of us are at the same time, and it's just, it is like what I think Rome would have been, you know, with people just ripping each other limb from limb, rhetorically.
You know, if I can counter, though...
But I do love C-SPAN.
I don't think there's enough ripping from limb to limb.
Oh!
At least not in the Jeff Sessions hearing. It's just, pardon the expression, a lot of ass-kissing, I'm sorry. And not just from the Republicans, either. In fact, why are the Republicans even asking him any questions? There's nothing they're just cheerleading him. They're not asking him anything. You know,
it's funny to watch. Sorry,
Ted
ahead.
Cruz. No,
yeah.
Ted Cruz was asking him some questions, and all he basically said was that Jeff Sessions, you are not a Klansman, or something. and these days, that's pretty much all you need. But basically, what he said was that there was this case where this poor black guy was murdered by Klans people, and Jeff Sessions didn't stand in the way of the investigation. And I thought, wow, in 1981, for somebody to do that, to actually help prosecute somebody who cold-bloodedly murdered somebody, slit their throat, hung them from a tree, horrible, horrible, horrible things. And to hold this up and say, wow, this proves that you're a good person because you helped this person, the person who did this, face justice. What a low bar we have set where that is something that even has to be mentioned as, oh my gosh, I guess he could have done something else. He could have refused to prosecute. Actually, his office didn't even prosecute. It was a state case. But really, that's all you got? That's really, there are all kinds of other allegations of racism, you know, and in Alabama, to be considered a racist in Alabama, talk about a high bar. That is a high bar. And I don't mean, you know, everybody in Alabama is a racist. I mean, you know, basically there's a very tainted history. And if you don't recognize that tainted history, then you're not living in reality. And unfortunately, many people won't accept that. They won't acknowledge that, yeah, there are really bad things that have happened in our past that we should be ashamed of and that we need to rectify. And I don't think Jeff Sessions is one of those people. So that's what needs to be focused upon. What needs to be focused upon are the kinds of things that he will do to all sorts of milestone achievements that have been fought for over the years, whether it be abortion or racial equality or voting rights, all kinds of things that the Attorney General is going to have a lot of say in. And I'm not seeing enough. I'm seeing a lot of protesters, and that's great, but not really much in the way of hard questioning. Maybe tomorrow. I know Cory Booker is going to be asking some questions tomorrow, so I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, well, it's incredibly, a lot of back, like you said, kissing up to him, and it's amazing how measured and reasonable he's become now that he's being sort of cross-examined by the American people or our representatives, and as a result, yes, all of these things that were brought up in the most bland and watered down terms,
mm-hmm.
and then it's amazing how much he doesn't recall saying or wasn't what he meant. It's just so it's amazing to see how much religion he's found.
Oh my God, the religion is ridiculous. Hang on a second, I'm gonna stop this. It's nice, I like it, but it's a little distracting. You know, I felt like we were competing with it. There is a shorter version of this. Let's try the shorter version. And let's see if we have any better luck talking. I feel bad talking over her. Really great singing here from Ongmang Bagami. I'm sorry, Daking Tana. I'm so ignorant of so much music. That's one thing I keep learning every day. But continue with your thought, I'm sorry.
It feels like there should be some chant from us as we start the show.
There will be. I'm sure there will be. I feel a chant coming on.
So anyway, no, I just thought there's going to be more, and it's definitely been given the right amount of time,
mm-hmm.
And we all should be watching and really taking in, ingesting some of these answers, because these representatives are the ones who are going to give him the okay. They're going to sign off on this, and we should really have it all the information in front of us, and he has evolved, apparently. I've heard a lot of that.
What does that mean, he's evolved?
And that came through as he's his position now. He was asked, "What is this your position now?" Maybe he said something that was controversial.
Yeah, I began
one time
as a pro-Magnum man, and now,
right.
Now and I'm so, in the 1950s. Wow.
Yeah, yeah. So
look at me.
That this confirmation religion, or this that he evolves in it, and through this confirmation process is a more reasoned individual. I mean, I do believe that he's capable of distancing his emotions and his own personal beliefs from his judgments in some cases, but the history, I mean, he failing the whole Supreme Court nomination and stuff, like the other history with you know, in Alabama and his beliefs, the questions therein. I mean, it's sad that there are, you know, isn't a longer list. Like, why him?
That's
so
just...
you have to wonder what things in the future will he be ruling on, or what direction will he dictate that having him in particular at the helm helps this administration? Like, how does that help them?
The damage is just going to be so astronomical, both on his level and on all the lower courts that Trump is now going to have the ability to choose judges on. We'll be digging out of this for decades. But, hey, thank God we didn't get a woman in office that you guys didn't like, you know, because that would have really been bad. I'm sorry. I'm bitter. It's not the music. The music is actually calming me down. Thank you for that.
We could go on and on and on, too. I mean, this is... The hypocrisy, just the double standards with her process and the kinds of things we were talking about in nominating her. And, you know, even Bernie, hearing him on the floor of our Congress, you know, speaking, hearing him in the media and so on, it's tough not to get misty about. But I think we just have to continue to ask the right questions and watch very, very carefully. And not so much to... see the violence and the limbs being ripped, but definitely to verify who and how these things will play out.
We're going to see some violence in a minute, though, because we're going to run over into Finn's time. He just got back from India, and he's raring to go. Thank you for the theme suggestions. That came from Neil, this music came from Inner Mongolia. Even cooler than India, I think. But... we're out of time, unfortunately, and we'll be back next week, probably from the same studio. I don't know. It appears that way at the moment. But soon from the new studio. And we'll be taking all kinds of ideas, letters, suggestions, otw@20september.com. We'll see you next week. Good night.
Come to be.